Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Olei HaShalom. It begins in the Oz Vahara edition with the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis Halacha Hey. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. In the previous Mishnah Dalad, we spoke about a Balkari, someone who had seen semen as far as Krishma and the brachas of Krishma are concerned. And in this Mishnah, we are going to be discussing a Balkari saying Shmona Esrei. Begins the Mishnah, Hoya Oimed Bitfila. If the Balkari was in the middle of Shmona Esrei, V'niskar Shehu Balkari, and he reminded himself that he is a Balkari, and he has the Tumah of Balkari, Lo Yafsik El Yikatzer. He does not abruptly end his Shmoneh Esrei. As we'll see in the Gemara, this would be a busha for him, it would be a shame for him, but rather he's Makatzer, as the Pnei Moshe explains in the first Divri HaMaskal on the Mishnah, Lo Yafsik, Tfilosi Legamri, Eli Katzer Kol Brachu Bracha, V'yoymer HaPsicha V'achsima B'vad. He should say the beginning of each of the brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei and the ending of the bracha with Baruch Atah Hashem and the ending of that particular bracha, and he should leave out the middle. Yorad Litboil, if he was going down into the mikveh to be matar himself from his keri, for example, and now suddenly it's Zman Kriyishma, which the Mishnah states is Netzachama, when the ball of the sun comes over the horizon. And we'll soon see in the Charedim exactly how this works out concerning when Zman Kriyishma is. Yorad Litvol, im yochol lalois ulis chaschois v'likrois atshaloi tonetzachama, if he's able to come up out of the mikveh and to cover himself and to read Kriyishma before Netzachama, so then the Mishnah states, Yalev Yischasav Yikra, he should get up out of the mikveh, he should cover himself up, and he should read Kriyishma, V'im Lav. And if, by coming out of the mikveh and covering himself up, he will lose the Zman of Kriyishma, it will already be the Netzachama, Yischasav B'mayim V'yikra, then he should remain in the mikveh, he should cover his genital area, his erva, with water, and in the mikveh, he should read Kriyishma. There are a number of important charedims here, and we will learn it inside. Says the charedim in the second on the Mishnah, which is the fifth line in the left-hand column, V'likreis ad. So what's bothering the charedim is that from our Mishnah, it's mashma that the Zman of Kriyishma, the end of Zman Kriyishma, is with the Hanetzachama. And really, this is a machloikis which we have in the Mishnah in the first parak, which both in the Bavli and in the Oz Vahadar edition of the Yerushalmi, it appears on Daf Tes Amid Beis, where we have a machloikis between the Tanakama, who is Rabbi Lezer, who holds that the Soif Zman Kriyishma is Netzachama, and Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that it's the end of 3 hours. And we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. And L'chaira, this is a Stam Mishnah here, and the Stam Mishnah seems to be going according to Rabbi Lezer, that it's the end of Netzachama, and that's why this Balkari, if he's going to go to the mikveh, he's going to lose the Zman Kriyishma. And that's why either he, if he has enough time, he should cover himself out of the mikveh and say Kriyishma. And if he doesn't have enough time, he's going to miss Kriyishma. He should stay in the mikveh and cover himself with the water of the mikveh. So from this Stam Mishnah, it would seem that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. We know that halacha is halachic Stam Mishnah. If after you have a machloikis in Daf Tes Amid Beis, and now it's followed with this Stam Mishnah, where it doesn't say who the author of the Mishnah is. We have halacha, machloikis v'achach stam, you go like the Stam Mishnah. So wouldn't this Mishnah be a kash on Rabbi Yeshua? So the Gemara in Brachas asked this question, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua will learn that this is going according to the Vasikin, which Rashi in Brachas of Tesma Beis explains the Vasikin are anovim, chayvivei mitzvah. They're humble people who love to do mitzvahs, and they want to say Kriya Shema at the earliest possible moment. Let's see the Charedim side. Amrinim bebavli, afal gav de halacha k'rab Yeshua. Even though the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, the armor is man Kriya Shema at shol shoyis, masnis and levasikin. Rabbi Yeshua admits that it's better, of course, to do the practice of the vasikin. It's a hider. It's not ma'akev according to Rabbi Yeshua, because after all, you have until the end of the third hour. But if you are from that group of vasikin, that's certainly praiseworthy. So this Mishnah, ad shol shoyis masnisin levasikin nishnas, our Mishnah is going according to the minig of the vasikin. She vasikin medaktikin al atzman, ligmaroi saw imane tzachama, dichsev yira ucha im shemesh, that the Pasuk says in Tehillim that they will fear you. This refers to the Vasikin with the arrival of the Shemesh. So it's not a question on Rabbi Yeshua. The Allah is like Rabbi Yeshua that the end of Zman Kriya Shema is 3 hours. But our Mishnah is going according to Vasikin. So we see how chaviv, how chashiv the inyan of Vasikin is, that even if it requires a person to remain in the water, and he's naked in the water, but if he can chaperayin, if he can get that earliest zman of Kriya Shema, like the Vasikin, so we tell him that that's what he should do if he doesn't have enough time. Of course, it's better if he's able to go out of the mikveh and cover himself. But if it means that he's going to lose this earliest time, it's better that he should stay in the mikveh and be covered with the water. And then the Charedim says another chiddush. V'yikra afal gav demafsidim dein soim chingulu l'tvila. So even though this only helps for him to say Kriya Shema, that he covers himself in the mikveh, but once he said Kriya Shema for Shmoina Esrei, we have a special pasuk he coined l'kras l'kech Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael has to prepare themselves to meet Hashem, which means that they have to be fully clothed. They cannot rely on being covered with the water of a mikveh. So the person, after he says Kriya Shema in the mikveh, he's going to come out of the mikveh, get dressed, and then daven Shmoneh Esrei. He will be missing the smichas of Gula L'Tfila. We know that a person is supposed to be soimach Gula L'Tfila. He's supposed to say Gal Yisrael, which is at the end of the birchas of Kriya Shema. And he has to connect that immediately with the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Here, there's going to be a hefsik between the Kriya Shema and the brachas of Kriya Shema versus the Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Charedim, Mishum Revach Hagdomas HaKriya Odif. Since he's going to gain that he's going to be saying the Kriya Shema at its earliest possible time, that is more important even than the important concept of being soimer gula l'tvila. So we let him remain in the mikveh naked, just covered with the water of the mikveh, and even if it means that he's not going to be soimer gula l'tvila, as long as he's able to get Kriya Shema at the earliest time, like the vasikin. Now, on the next halacha, which we learned, that if he doesn't have enough time to go out of the mikveh to cover himself, he can remain in the mikveh and cover himself with water, says the Charedim, Yizkas b'mayim v'yikra, Mefarsh b'bavli, the Bavli in Brachas, Chof Heim and Beis, explains, V'ah Yerushalmi l'kaman, and we're going to see it further in the Yerushalmi, by Aslan Daf Mem Amed Aleph, Dafka mayim akurim, this is only speaking about water that is darkened from, let's say, sand. It's not clear water. She'ein li by royas erva, that his heart does not see his erva. Aval tzlulim loy, but if it's crystal clear water, then he's not allowed to cover himself up with the water. In other words, it comes out the way Rashi's bringing the Bavli, that mida raisa, he could be in clear water, and as long as his erva is covered with the clear water, he's able to say Kriya Shema. But there's a din derabbanan shaloi yehei liboy royas erva, that his heart should not see his erva. So for that din derabbanan, that his heart and his erva, his genital area, should not be exposed one to the other, it's only permitted in water which is dirtied water, where the lave will not be able to see the erva. But if it's crystal clear water, he will not be able to say Kriya Shema in such a situation. Continues the Mishnah. Lo yiskase, lo b'mayim haroyim, a person should not cover himself in the mikveh for saying Kriya Shema, not with foul water, v'lo b'mei hamishra, and not with water which was used to soak flax or canvas, as the Haredim explains over here. Ad she'yitol l'tochen mayim, until he puts water in it to take away the foul odor of the water in which canvas or flax was soaked. And the Haredim brings down the Gemara there in Brachas Tav Chofi Amid Beis, Divri Amasal, Achiyat L'Tachamayim, Parch B'Bavli, V'Kama Mayim Rami V'Ozel. This is not a practical Eitzah here, because it might take him gallons and gallons and gallons of water, which he doesn't necessarily have available. What is the Mishnah telling an impractical Eitzah until he gets rid of the stench of the foul water that the canvas or the flax was soaking in? V'kama mai rami, it's too much water that you will need to be mevatel the stench of the foul water. Elahachi kamer, there are words missing in the Mishnah, says the Bavli. Lo yiskase, lo b'mayim haroyim, v'lo b'mei hamishra. The first halacha is that you cannot cover yourself with foul water or with the water in which flax or canvas was soaked, which has a foul odor, klal. There you can't do it at all, because the amount of water you would need to nullify that foul odor would be too much on a practical level. However, umei raglayim, here we're introducing a new type of water, which is not proper to daven next to that water. This is mei raglayim, urine. Umei raglayim la yikra at sheyata l'tachamayim. There you could put water in to be mevatel, to nullify the urine. Upirish Rashi. So Rashi there in Brachas explains. The foul odor of the water in which canvas or flax was soaked, that you're going to need a tremendous amount of water to take away that stench. It's not practical. However, urine is only a little bit. Who writes licorice Kriya Shema Etzlan? He wants to read Kriya Shema next to the urine. He shouldn't be Kari Kriya Shema until he puts in it water. And then he brings down the Rush, that the Rush says that the shear of Mei Raglayim, if a person urinated one time, and it doesn't matter, it's always a revius, it doesn't matter whether the Mei Raglayim was there first and he put in the water second, or whether the water was there first and the Mei Raglayim came into the water. Of course, it's easier to be mevatlet if the Mei Raglayim came into the water, because each drop of Mei Raglayim that went into the water became batel. However, the Rush says that even the other way, even if the Mei Raglayim was there first, if he puts in enough water, he can be mevatel the Mei Raglayim with that revius of water that he's putting in. And then the Haredim brings down that this is all speaking about a keli that was not miyuchad for mei raglayim. Because if it was set aside to be used always for urine, so then if it is made out of pottery, cheres, or out of wood, which is boleya, it takes in the urine into the walls of the keli, so then water doesn't help for that. And even if the keli, the cheres or eitz keli, is empty, it's like a beis hakiseh, and even if it has no foul odor. However, the Rush says if it's made out of glass, even if it's miyuchad, and there's no reyach ra, and there's no urine in it, it's just miyuchad, but it's made out of glass, that would be permitted. Kach kosev Rush. So the Haredim brings down the name of the Rush. Continues the Mishnah. V'kama yach mehen uminat soya, arba amas. The Mishnah concludes by saying, how far should a person go away if he did not have water to be mevatel the urine? or from tsoa, from excrement, and he's right next to the meraglayim, the urine or the excrement. How far should he go away if he can't be mevatlet? He should go away arba amos, says the Charedim, that this is only speaking about if the tsoya or the meraglayim is behind him or on the side of him, then he goes away arba amos. But let's say it's in front of him, then the halacha is that it has to be the distance that he cannot see it anymore. It's marchik mole einav. He has to go away from it until he's not able to see it in front of him anymore. And now we are ready to begin the Gemara. Let us begin with a brief hakdama. The Mishnah before on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph brought us a machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda concerning a balkeri binogeya kriyishma birchas hamazon and the brachas that precede kriyishma and birchas hamazon. The sheet of Rab Meir is that a balkeri who has no mayim in which he can be toivel is allowed to say verbally those things that are deraisa, for example, birchas hamazon or kriyishma. However, the birchas hamoitzi before benching, which is only drabbanan, or the birchas kriyishma, which are only drabbanan, that he has to be maharer beliboy. He can think about it, but he's not allowed to verbalize it. However, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that whether it's kriyishma or benching, or the brachas preceding kriyishma and benching, whether it's the rice or the rabbanan, he's allowed to say verbally everything. Says the Gemara now, Masnita, our Mishnah, is speaking about Barabim, where the Balkari was in a tzibur. The Charedim learns that the pshat is that the Balkari was davening together with a tzibur. Now, he reminded himself that he's a Balkari. If he's suddenly going to stop, people will suspect that maybe he just reminded himself that he's a Balkari, and that's why he's stopping. And that's why they allowed him to be mekatzer. He can only say the beginning and the end of each bracha, but he's not mechuyev to abruptly end his Shmoneh Esrei. The Rosh Cirillo in the right-hand column at the bottom of the Amid, in the fourth line, at the end of the line, brings down Ubigamor Mukila b'shliach tzibur umishum kavod arabim. Whereas the Charedim is learning that it's a Balkari who's davening with the tzibur, and the Charedim says that they permitted it. He tiru loy l'sayim b'kitzur digadol kavod habriyos. The reasoning of the Charedim is because we know that the Gemara tells us in Brachas that kavod habriyos is that great that under certain circumstances you can even be doicha loisa shebatayra. So because of kavod habriyos, they allowed him to be makatzer and not to be mafsik. Whereas according to the Rosh Cirillo, it's not speaking about somebody who's davening with a tzibur, but rather it's speaking about a shliach tzibur who's leading the congregation with a loud voice. For him to abruptly stop, there's a heter als kavod tzibur. It's not honorable for an entire tzibur for the Shmoneh Esrei to abruptly cease and end, and that's why it is permitted. Says the Gemara, whether we're going to learn like the Charedim or like the Rosh Cirillo, Masnita b'rabim avol beinu lebein atzmai, but if he's davening at home, for example, to himself, he's not a shliach tzibur, according to Rosh Cirillo. He's not davening with a tzibur, according to the Charedim, then the halach is mafsik. Then he is mafsik if he remembers that he's a balkari. Ukarab Meir. And this now will be going, this Stam Mishnah will be going like Rab Meir, who learnt in the earlier Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches that for anything that's the Rabbanon, you don't verbalize it, you're only Maharer. So Memela, Rab Meir says that if there's no inyan of a busha to him, or there's no inyan of kavod tzibur, so then he should be mafsik if he remembers that he is a balkari. Baram k'Rab Yehuda, but if we're going to go like the sheet of Rab Yehuda, who holds that even for a drabbanon, you're allowed to verbalize it. You're allowed to say it, the Balkari, even if he's davening by himself, he is not mafsik. And the Charedim adds that lav dafka, says the Charedim, in Divri Amaschal Baram Kerab Yuda, afilu ben leben atzmai ena mafsik, which is five lines from the bottom of the Amid in the left-hand column. Says the Charedim lav dafka, it's not only ena mafsik, elechatchila kare, called tfila kadarkai, de loigar mebirchus kriyishma birchus amaitzi, de amar abudal il, de mevorach kadarkai. So really, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he can even l'chatchila say the Shemoyne Esrei as a Balkari, even if he's Beinu L'Bein Atzmai. Not only is not mafsik, but he can actually say it l'chatchila. So why, in fact, does it say here in the Gemara that ain't a mafsik? Says the Charedim, ala agav seifa, the Messiah mafsik, nokad reisha ain't a mafsik. Since at the end, we're going to see that in a certain case Rabbi Yehuda holds you are mafsik. So that's why, to make conformity, here he said ain't a mafsik, but really here he can even l'chatchila say it. Where is that case where even Rabbi Yehuda would be mited that mafsik? Says the Gemara Viter that this whole halacha that we just said, which will be a chilik between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, is b'she'ein loy mayim litvoil. There is no water. Avol yesh loy mayim litvoil. But if there is water where you can go to the mikvah, av Rabbi Yehuda moed ishu mafsik. There Rabbi Yehuda would also be moed. If you have the choice of going to a mikvah and not being a balkari, then of course even Rabbi Yehuda would be moed that you're mafsik. And that's what the Charedim says, since here Rabbi Yehuda used the lashon of mafsik before. When he doesn't have water, the lashon was ein mafsik, but really it's even mutar l'chatchil according to Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Gemara, chayla sheshimish mitasai, someone who's ill and it's dangerous for him to go to the mikveh, and he had relations with his wife, and now he's a balkari. Amar vami im hu gorm la'atzmai, if he caused this to himself, in other words, he willingly had relations with his wife, and as a result, he became a balkari, yitbol v'yomus, let him go to the mikveh, even if it could result in his death. As the Pnei Moshe tells us, five lines from the bottom, the right-hand column, yitbol v'yomus, kolomer af im yomus machmas tfilat, tzorach hu litbol sharei gorm latzmai. He has to learn, he has to daven, he's mechuyev, because of Takanis Ezra, to go to the mikveh, and he brought it on himself that he's a balkari, so we tell him, go to the mikveh, even though it might cause your death. However, Rab Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita in his beer, is not as harsh in the Pshat in this Gemara. He says, lav dafka, that he should actually get killed, it's pikuach nefesh, even if he brought it on himself. But it means that until he goes to the mikveh, he's usher in tefillah and in limud ha-Torah because of Takanas Ezra, and he has to wait until he's able to go to the mikveh, and he won't be able to learn or daven until that time because he brought it on himself. So even if it's a situation where it's harmful to him to go to the mikveh, but he caused it, and therefore he cannot learn or daven until he's healthy enough to go to the mikveh. Continues the Gemara, v'im bo'oynis, but if there was an oynis involved, there's a machloikis here to Rash Cirillo and the Charedim, what the oynis was. The Charedim says that if he became a balkari, not by willingly having relations with his wife, but in his dream he had relations, and that caused him to be a balkari. And in his dream, he's considered in a getter of forced an oynis. The Rosh Cirillo learns he went to his wife. It's not a dream, but shetzorach lekach mishum shalom ishtai. Because of shalom bias, he had to have relations with his wife. So in such a case, ematrichon alav. Then since he's a chola, and it came as a result of an oynis, we're not matrichim to go to the mikveh. Rab Chagi b'shem Rab Abba bar Zavda, he says, benkach u'benkach, ei matrichon alav. Whatever way he became a balkari, but the bottom line is, now he's a chola who's a balkari, We're not matriach him to go to the mikveh. Then the Gemara tells us, choyle margul tzarech tishakam. This would be l'chayra a third shita. We had one shita that he has to go to the mikveh. The second shita is whether it was an oinus or whether a ratzon, he's not mechuyev to go to the mikveh, a matrichin alav. And the third shita says that we'll be more lenient to him if he's a chola, as follows. Chola margil tzarech tishakabit. If he's a sick person who, the margil explains, the pnei moishim means mamshich sakari alav, shemeshamesh es mitase, he caused it on himself because he went to have relations with his wife and there was no oinus involved. So then the halach is tzarech tishakabin. Then he doesn't have to go into a mikveh, which would be dangerous for him, but rather we pour on him 9 kavim of water. Bori margil, if he's healthy and he brought it upon himself, tzorech arbo amsa, then you need arbo amsa. Chola me oinus, if he's a chola and it came through an oinus, then like we learned in the Gemara before, ein matrichin alav. As we turn to daf mem amid aleph, bori me oinus, if he is healthy, but it came about as a result of an oinus, then tzorech tishakabin, we're not mechayiv him to go to a mikvah of arbo amsa, but rather we pour on him tishakabin, which apparently is less dangerous than going to the mikvah of arbo amsa. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Zavadya, Bereid Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Zavdi, B'shem Rabbi Yoino, Rabbi Zavadya, the son of Rabbi Yaakov, the son of Zavdi, said in the name of Rabbi Yoino, Ir Shemayoneo Rochoik, a city whose mikvah is far away, and if the Balkir is going to go to that mikveh before Kriyishma, by the time he comes back, it'll be after Zman Kriyishma, the Charedim said it'll be after 3 hours, which is Saif Zman Kriyishma, Hareze Kore Shema, we allow him to say Shema, V'yoyred V'toivel, and after Shema, then he goes to the mikveh. Oily comes out of the mikveh umispal, then he's mispal shmoina esrei. As the Charedim says, because the zman tefillah is later, it's til chatzos, or as the Pnei Moshe says, the tefillah yesh lo zman b'yoyser, he has more time to daven. Kriya Shema he only has until the end of the third hour. Continues the Gemara, im hu adam ar girsa is mesuyim, the gra. And the Charedim's girsa is, im hu adam mitzoinen, if he's a person who can't take the cold, his body temperature is cold, and therefore he needs heat. And the Charedim says on the fourth line in the right-hand column, ve'eina yochel ikonis b'mayim karm achi yichoim hayoim tzas, he's not able to go into a cold mikveh until the day warms up a little bit. So asu oisai kemayin rochoik, they consider his situation, even if the mikveh is close to town, it's considered as if it's far away from town, and therefore he's allowed to say krishma before going to the mikveh, then he goes to the mikveh, and then he finishes shmoina esrei. The mara fulda leaves the girsa the way we have it, mesuyim, imhu adam mesuyim, which means if he's a certain kind of individual, which the Marav Fulda learns to mean, Adam Choshev. Says the Marav Fulda, Ein matrichin osei afila bekarav leilech lo'or abayker litvoil. We're not matrich a choshev, a person to go early in the morning to the mikveh, which Rav Chaim Kenyevsky Shlita explains in his beer, that we're worried that people will suspect that the Adam Choshev is going to the mikveh because he's a Balkari, and this will be a bezoyin for this Adam Choshev, and therefore in this case, even if the mikveh is close to town, we were not matriach him to go to the mikveh until after he said Kriyishma. The Pnei Moshe is also Goyrus Imhu Adam Mesuyim, and he learns on the third line in the left-hand column, Kloimer Shehu Balbosser, V'kashaloi Litvol Baboiker. If he is a man of flesh, in other words, it seems to be he's a heavy person, and until he doesn't get up at the crack of dawn to do his avodas Hashem, it's difficult for him to get out of bed. and therefore it's hard for him to go to the mikveh early in the morning. So also I say kedin mayin rochik v'kayre kriyishma v'achach yard v'tavol. So the halach is that even if the mikveh is near to his home, they made it like it's far away from his home, and he says kriyishma first, and later when his day starts moving along and he's able to go to the mikveh, then he goes to the mikveh, and later he daven Shmoyne Esrei. Continues the Gemara, Pisco. We have learned in the next chelik, the next segment of the Mishnah, the following. The imlav, if he doesn't have enough time to get out of the mikveh and cover himself up, he's going to miss Zman Kriyishma of Netzachama. Then he should cover himself with water and read Kriyishma in the mikveh. Says the Gemara, Masnita, our Mishnah Ba'achurit are speaking about cloudy water. As we explained when we learned the Mishnah, Midaraisa, the fact that his erev is covered in the water would be sufficient. However, there's a din derabbanan shaloyeh liboy royasa erva, that his heart shouldn't see his erva. And for that halacha, we require that the mayim is achur and it's cloudy. Aval b'tzlulin, if the water would be crystal clear, and it would be liboy royasa erva, usur, it would be prohibited to say krishma naked in the water. V'im hu yochel akar b'ragov, let's say he has clear water, but at the bottom there's some sand, and he's able with his feet to make the water cloudy. So then Yakor let him cloud up the water, and while the water is cloudy, he can go ahead and say Kriyishma. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Marchik and Mitzoyas Adam, Arba Amas. We're not allowed to say Kriyishma near the excrement of a human, which has a very foul odor. However, for example, from animals, one would be allowed to say Kriya Shema even within Dalet Amis, because under normal circumstances, the excrement of animals does not give off a foul odor. Now the Braisa says, Domitzayas Klovim, from the excrement of dogs, also you have to be Merachek yourself Arba Amis in order to say Kriya Shema. But this is with the provision, ubeshah shehu nois l'iris. It's only when the tzayas klovim, as the Haredim explains, is given over for the purpose of tanning hides. Because when the excrement of dogs is used for tanning hides, then it gives off a pungent, repulsive odor. And then it's usher to say kriyishma within the Dalet Amis. But tzayas adam doesn't require putting it into oirois, using it for tanning the hides. Continues the Gemara, and we're going to learn this next piece of Gemara according to the pshat of the Haredim, although there are other pshatim in the Meforshim. Rabbi Yirmiyah, b'shem Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiyah says in the name of Rabbi Zeira that this halacha that we learned, that from tzayas adam, you have to mirachik yourself to say krishma dalet amis, it's lav dafke, only excrement. Anything else that causes such a foul odor, it would also be the halacha that you have to be marchik dalet amis. For example, nevela shenisrucha, a carcass of an animal that became putrid, tzorich laharchik meno arba amis. You also have to be marchik yourself four amis in order to say kriyishma. Ravina, said Ravina, as the way the Haredim learns, umasnita our Mishnah, amrakein, I'll bring you a raya from our Mishnah. Because what did the Mishnah say? We had three things that were listed in the Mishnah. One was the Mayim Royim, one was the Mei Mishra, and one, which we said, it's not written in the Mishnah, but that's what the Mishnah is discussing, the Mei Raglayim, where you have to put in water in order to be Mevatalit. So on all of these three things, it says in the Mishnah, V'kama Yarchik Mei Hen, how much are you marchik from all of these three things? Umina tzoya, and from tzoya, arba amis. You have to be marchik yourself four amis. So the way the Haredim learns, the kasha is not from mayim haroyim. It's not certainly from meiraglayim or tzoya, because that is something that has a bad smell. It's not from mayim haroyim either, says the Haredim, because mayim haroyim could be water that was used to clean someone's hand who had on it tzoya. So again, we're speaking about soya, something with a bad odor, which is connected to excrement. The raya is from mei mishra, which the Gemara understands to mean, as we learned pshat in the Mishnah, where you have flax or canvas that's soaking in the water, and from that, you're not allowed to cover yourself to say Kriya Shema because that has a bad odor, and you have to be merachik yourself dalet amos. So from the second case of the Mishnah, a mei mishra, from there we have the raya. Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Shammai. No, it's no raya the way the Charedim learns. Tifter, you could interpret the Mishnah, but Mishra Shel Kaifsin, that we're speaking about, where it is a water that was used by the launderers. And what were they laundering? They were laundering clothing that had gotten dirty with excrement. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. So what's your raya for something that emits an odor, which is not soya? Maybe Mishra Shel Kaifsin is also speaking about they are making clothing that has excrement on it clean. Amalei Rav Mani said, no, it is a good raya from the Mishnah. In b'mishra shel kaifsin, if that which we learned in the Mishnah, amei mishra, is referring to the mishra of kaifsin where they are cleaning clothing to get rid of the tzaya, hatanin loy b'mayim arayim, v'loy b'mei amishra. What do you need two cases? Mayim arayim is already, as we explained, speaking about bad waters where you have used the water in order to remove excrement from one's hands. So we are already dealing with water used to clean off excrement. What do you need two cases for? Elamai, it must be that mei mishra refers, as we learned in the Mishnah, to water in which flax or canvas was soaked. And from here, we have a tremendous raya. This is what Rav Avinu said. I have a raya that you don't necessarily have to have tzoya, that it's usur to say Kriya Shema within Dalet Amos, but anything that emits a foul odor, like the mei mishra, where you have flax or canvas being soaked. Continues the Gemara. Tani, we learned in a braisa, katan shehu yochol lechol kezayis dagan, a katan who's able to eat a kezayis of flour from the five grains, the five main species of grains, portion mitzoyosoy, we separate ourselves from his excrement, umimei raglov, and from his urine, arba amis, four amis, before we're able to say Kriya Shema. V'im eino yochol lochol kezayis dagan, but if he's unable to eat a kezayis of dagan, ein portion, we do not separate ourselves, loy mitzoyosoy, not from his excrement, v'loy mimei raglov, and not from his urine, arba amis. Boyin kumei Rav Avuah, they asked the following question in front of Rav Avuah, mitnei ma portion mitzoyosoy umimei raglov. Why do we separate ourselves from the tzoya of a human and from his urine? The Charedim immediately asked the question, divrei amaskel mitnei ma, approximately 15 lines before it gets wide on the right-hand column, Ma kosha, my boy. The Charedim says, I don't understand what the Gemara's question is. Harei b'chush, harei chara mi b'shar behema. The smell of the excrement of a human is worse than the smell of animals. So what's Gemara's question? Why do we separate ourselves? From animals, it's very possible it doesn't smell. You don't have to separate yourself. But from a human, where it smells worse, you have to separate. So what's your question? The Charedim learns, the Gemara's question is, why did Hashem make the muzzle of a human being that his soya, in fact, should smell worse than that of an animal? What's the reason for that? On that, the Gemara answers, Amar Loin. So he said to them, Mipnei Shemachshavois of Rois. Because he has a Yetzirah, he has bad machshavos, and as a result of having bad machshavos, that causes that his excrement has such a foul odor. Amrin lei, so they said back to him, to Rav Avuah, v'loy katan hu, You're telling me that a katan already were poirish dalat amis when he eats a kazayis dagon. What kind of yetzer does a katan have? Amar loin. So he said back to them, v'loik siv. Doesn't it say in the pasuk ki yetzer leiv adam ramenu urav that the yetzer of a person is bad from his youth? And Amar Rabbi Yehuda menu urav ksiv. What does that mean? Mishashu ninar, the yotzei olam, from the time that he's beginning to stir. It doesn't just mean from his youth, but it means from his earliest stirrings. As soon as he comes out from his mother and he's moving around, he's stirring. Already then the yotzei hara comes in, explains the Charedim. Three lines before it gets wide. Divrei Maskil Amar Loin, V'loi Kein, Im Kein, Gam mikatnusa mishenoylad nichnas by yetzer ra. Really, the yetzer ra comes into a person right when he's born. Ella de gemiri. We have a Kabbalah. Deloy shalut be kol kach atshiyach kizayis dagan. Until he's able to eat a kizayis, an olive's worth of grain, of flour, the yetzer hara is not shalut in him. Ulahachiloy havitzase masrachas koidim. That's why his soya doesn't become putrid before. Elikid behemad loy misruch kol kach. It's like an animal's soya, which is not so repugnant. Vishori likra connected, and you're able to read Krishma by an animal's soya and by a very young baby who has not yet eaten a kazai's dagan. His soya doesn't smell because, together with his ability to eat a kazayis dagan, comes in the full yetzer hara. And we find, the Gemara tells us in Bavli Brachos Daf Mem, that a tinnik does not call his father Abba or his mother Ima until he's able to eat a kazayis dagan. He doesn't have any das until he eats that kazayis dagan. So we see that the eating of a kazayis dagan is related to the das, the knowledge, the understanding of the child. And so too we find that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Eitz Hadas was in fact a chita, because the chita, as we have seen, is connected to having das. So therefore, we equate the eating of a kazayis dagan to him not only having a yetzer, that enichlam he has right when he's born, right when he begins to stir, from his earliest stirrings right when he's born. But even though he has the yetzer, he doesn't have any understanding to deal with the yetzerhara, to go after the yetzerhara until he eats that kazayis dagan. Once he eats the kazayis dagan and he begins to have some seichel, then his seichel can bring him to go after his machsha, voice of Royce, to follow the Yetzora, and that's when his tsoya begins to become masrachas, and that's when we have to be parish from him, Dalit Amos. We find in the Avos Rav Nosson, in Perik Yotes Gimel, where the Avos Rav Nosson says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the tsoya of an Adam to be Nisrach more than animals because of the gaiva that a human being has over all the animals in the universe. And in order to cut down that gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that his soya is particularly masrachas. And the Avos Rav Nosson gives a marshal of a beautiful palace, but it was right next to a burski, a tannery, which has, as we've learned before, terrible odors coming from the tannery. And everybody would walk by the castle would say, oh, what a beautiful palace this is, if only they wouldn't be right next to a tannery. So too, the fact that a person's tsoya has such a terrible odor, that cuts down from the gaiva that a person would have, that he's so much greater than all the animals that Hashem created in the world. Continues the Gemara. We've been learning till now that from Tzoya of a Behema, we're not Marchik. There are certain circumstances we're now going to learn where you are Marchik from the Tzoya of an animal. Rabbi Yais, Rabbi Chanina, Amar, Marchik, Migloli, Behema, Arbaamis. One distances himself to say Krishma from the dung of animals for Amis. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Amar, when Berachim, it's soft, Uvad Mishal Chamor, it has to come from a Chamor. Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar, he gives another condition, Bebom and Aderech. As the Pnei Moshe tells us, three lines from the bottom, She'oz Hein Reichen Ra Machmas Atirda, because of the exertion of the trip, there is a Reich Ra. So it has to be from a chamor, it has to be soft, and there has to be exertion from the trip. Levi, Amar Marchik Mitzoyes Chazir Arbamis. We distance ourselves from the excrement of a pig for Amis. Vitani came, we learned like this in a Bryce as well. Marchik Mitzoyes Chazir Arbamis, that we distance ourselves from the Tzoya of a Chazir for Amis. Umitzoyes Hanemiya Arbamis. Also from the Tzoya of a cat-like creature. Other learns that it's a marten, which is like a weasel. And we find here in the Charedim, on the right-hand column, the fourth wide line, he brings down, near the end of the line, Kosova Rush, the Tzoyas Chasulin Ketzoyastamia, that the Tzoya of cats has a foul odor like the Tzoya of the martens, Sherecha Rami Oit, Ella. They used to raise martens in their houses. The Rush writes that just like we have cats in our houses, they used to have martens, but the din is the same for both, that they have a reich ra, and you're marking yourself for Krishma Arba Amois. Continues the Gemara, Umitzoya Satarna Goylan Arbamis. Also, the Brisa says that from the Tzoya of chickens, you're also Marchik Arbamis. And on this, the Charedim says, three lines from the bottom, he brings Tosis in Brachas Bavli, Dafchav A, Amid Al of Divri Amaschel Les, Dafchik Kishem Belul Shalem, Sheyesham Sirchen Gadol. It's only when they're in a chicken coop where there's a very bad odor emitting from there. Avil b'detarne goylin aholchem b'bayis ain lachish, but people have chickens that are walking around their homes. Those chickens, the excrement would not require one to be marchik dalet amis. And now we turn to Daf Mem Amud Beis. Rabbi Yosi bar Oven b'shem Rav Chuna. Rabbi Yosi bar Oven said in the name of Rav Chuna, when do we say that the tzoy of tarne goylin, one has to be marchik himself dalet amis ubelvad? That's only be'adumin. That's only if they are red. And here the Charedim has three pshatim. The Charedim begins on Amid Aleph at the bottom, two lines from the bottom. He brings the Rashba that this refers to the Tarnagoylim themselves. They're, the color of the Tarnagoylim is red. And the Rashba speaks out that if it was referring to the Tzoya, that the Tzoya is red, so then it should have said Beloshen Yachid, it should have said Aduma. Since it says Adumin, so it's referring to the color of the chickens, that just like Chazal knew that the Tzoya of a Chamor, as we learned in the Gemara before, has a bad odor, as opposed to other animals, so too Chazal knew that it was the red chickens, that their tzoa had a bad odor, where one has to be marchik himself, dalid amis. That's the pshat of the Rashba. Then the Charedim brings down the Aguda, and in the Charedim it now begins on Amud Beis in the left-hand column. Yesh meforshim tarnagoylim shebe'eretz edom. In other words, not like we said before, that it's adumim, but rather edomim. These are roosters who come from Rome, from Eretz Edom. Lefi she'oichlin sham so'irim. They eat over their barley, as the Gemara says in Ksuba Staf Samach Dalar Amud Beis, Shesham Hasa'irim Rois B'Yaiser. The barley in the land of Edom, in Rome, are very inferior, and when the chickens eat those inferior barley, that's what causes the bad smell
where one has to be marchik himself. And then the Charedim brings down a third pshat, which is from the Mari Karo, which is the Mechaber, in Shulchan Aruch, Chilchas Kriyas Shema, Siman Ayin Tes, Sif Vav, where the Mechaber quotes the Yerushalmi, and he ends off and says that you have to be marchik keneged soyas hartani goylin aduma. So in fact, the Beis Yosef had apparently the Girsa in the Gemara here, not like the Rajba. The Rajba's whole point that it is Tarnagoilim Adumim, that means the chickens are red. But here the Beis Yosef's Girsa was Adumo, and it's going on the Tsoya, that when you have red Tsoya, red excrement, that's when it's especially repugnant, and that's when you have to be marked Daladam. So we have three Pshatim. The Rajba learns Adumim, that the chickens are red. The Aguda learns Edoimim, that it's coming from Rome because they eat inferior barley. And the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, says Aduma, that the Tsoya is red. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, continues the Gemara, Marchikin Mireyach Ra Arba Amos. You have to be Marchik for Krishma from a bad odor for Amos. Amar Ravami, said Ravami, this is not from the beginning of the Dalet Amos, but Misoif Reyach Ra Arba Amos. From where the smell ends, then you have to be Marchik another Dalet Amos. Hador to Omar, when does this apply? Lachorov, when the tzoa is behind you, avalafonav, when the tzoa is in front of you, ad makam she'en of roi soisoi, then it is as far as you can see. As long as you can see the tzoya, it is prohibited to say kriyishma. It's only when you can no longer see the tzoya that it is permitted to recite kriyishma. Kehadah, this will be like the following incident. Rablai of Chavraya, Rablai and his friends, have a yasvin kumi pundiki baramsha. They were sitting in front of an inn at night. And as the Rash Cirillo explains, this was an inn where the chamorim came. The donkeys came and would bring guests to the inn. And there was tzoya there. And they were far away, as the Marav Fulda explains. They had been marchik dalet amos from the tzoa, but it was at night. They couldn't see the tzoa. Had it been during the day, they would be able to see the tzoa. So now they had a question. Amrin, the friends who were with Rav Laya together, said, "Mahu meimer mili doraisa? Can we now say words of Torah? Because einachanami, we have been marchik ourselves dalet amos from where the reyach ra ended of the tzoy of the chamorim who were coming from the derech where they had exertion. We've gone away from the chamorim and the tzoa. We're far away, dalet amos, from where the reyach ends. But if it would be daylight, we'd be able to see it. So are we permitted to learn Torah now, to discuss words of Torah or not?" Amar loin, so Rablaya responded to his chavera, Mekivin, since, de'ilo hava imema, if it would be yom, if it would be during the daytime, havin chamyin makuminan, you would be able to see what is in front of you. Beram kedoin aser, so therefore, even though now it's at nighttime, and you can't see it, but since in the daytime you would be able to see it, the halacha is that ein echanami, it is asur. Tani, we have learned, graf, when a person has a keli, which is miyuchad for rei or meiraglayim, echad shel rei ve'echad shel mayim, it doesn't matter whether it's used for excrement or it's used for urine, tzorech l'harchi mimeno arba amos, if it's designated for this purpose, then, as we learned before from the Rush, even if there's nothing in it, even if it has no bad smell, the fact that it's miyuchid, if it's a kli cheres or made out of eitz, it's miyuchid for that, and a person has to be marchik dalet amos from the graf shel rei. However, the Braisa continues, v'shalufnei amita, if it's not miyuchid for that, and it's now standing in front of the bed and it has in it urine, it's not a designated keli that he uses always for that purpose, but he one time was mashdin he urinated into this keli and it has urine in it. So then the halacha is nice and l'toychamayim kol shuva kare. So then he puts a little water into the keli and he's able to read kriya shema. V'im lav lo yikra. But if he doesn't put a little water in, he's not allowed to be kare. Now, the reasoning for this halacha is because midoraisa, the mei reglaim is only usur when it's coming from the person. But if it is in a keli or it's a puddle on the ground and it's not coming at that time from the person, it's only usur midorabbanan. So the Rabbanan said that we only usher it if there's no water. But if there's water, even a kol shu, then it is mutter. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Ein Zayin, Sif Katan Beis, in the name of the Primer Gadim, says that this is only if there is no foul odor. But if there is a foul odor, then putting in a little water will not help. It's not different than tsoya that has a foul odor, that one has to be marchik dalil amis. However, on this halach of kolshu, Rav Zakkai disagrees. And Rav Zakkai Omar, nasan l'toycha revis ma'am yikra v'imlav la yikra. He says the shear is not a kolshu, but rather the shear is putting in a revis of water. Only then can he read it. Only then can he recite the Shema, and if he doesn't put it in a revius, he's not allowed to recite the Shema. Continues the Gemara, umahu kedei revius. What is the amount of urine that requires a revius of water to be put in, according to Rav Zakkai? That's revius, betoich revius. If he has a revius of mei reglayim, of urine, then he has to put in a revius of water. If he has less than a revius of mei reglayim, then he doesn't have to put in a revius of water. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Ein Zayin, Sif Katan Beis, in the name of the Chacham Tzvi, says that in that case, he'll just put in water a little more than the mei reglayim. In other words, let's say he has 3/4 of a revius of mei reglayim. He would have to put in a little more than 3/4 of a revius to be mevatel de mei reglayim that's in the keli. Now, what about if he has many revias? So that's the next halacha. Echad kli katan ve'echad kli gadol. As the Mishnah Berurah in that siman, Ayin Zayin, Sif Katan Beis explains, that the Braisa is saying that once you have a revias, then you need a revias, but the revias helps whether it's a kli katan that only contains a revias in it, or echad kli gadol, whether it's a kli gadol which contains more than a revius. It has a few revius in it. It's enough to put in a revius of mayim, and that will be mevatel de mei reglaim. Again, as the Prima Gadim pointed out, only if there is no bad smell. But if there's a bad smell, then even if he put in the revius, he would have to be marchik dalet ames.